Let My Love Shine Forth, a meditation by Jason Chan.
We meditate a little bit. But we say letting go, okay? Everything. When you're letting go everything, you find everything. That is a beautiful thing. When you got nothing left, when you got nothing less, and then you got everything, it's amazing. Alignment. Extend your arm. Sit like a mountain rising up to a star. Eternal star. Connect with your consciousness and your soul. That part of you in your consciousness still remember your truth is your soul. Bring it down. Fire your energetic system. Separation is an illusion. Even you have a physical body. And you can see this, okay, if you are an energy practitioner. The energy grid or system getting stronger and stronger through this practice. And some of you, your heart center open. There's a beauty and love in your heart. As you go down to solar plexus, it's your character, personality self. That's a good one, that's a bad one. Good means, okay, higher than 200. Bad means cannot support life lower than 200. Very simple, not good and bad on the moral sense. Whatever support life is good in this context. Down to solar, from solar plexus down to navel pond, down to pond breathing. Are you strong physically? If not, you cannot hold a lot of light. Push it down to the belly, breathe in and breathe out. Open. I already feel the peace. Peace is the nature of life in degree. At this moment, this peace is quiet peace. And come back to the base center, holding the base. A diamond illuminate your base center. Base center eventually have to transform, illuminate it. It's not only symbol, it's all the memory from the evolution of the humankind. Animal instincts. Flight and fight, kill or be killed. The laws of the jungle. So you can see this is always concerned about money, belonging, possession, controlling, you can see this. So it's so gross or dark. It takes tremendous amount of transformation by the light. And first things first, be at peace with your base. Not only the base center, the base, it's symbolic of your security while you're down on earth. If you don't feel secure, you're always poised to defense, an attack, or you blaming, you cannot survive, and you become the victim of life. Be at peace with your base. And extend it to second center, very complex. I don't go too deep about sex or sexuality. So instead we talk about vitality. If you constantly have battle with your own sexuality, suppress, guilt trip, make it dirty, and you got a sexual organ. And that is a programming. And sometimes misuse of your body. Be at peace for your sexuality. Peace is a condition of life. Life is very peaceful. Peace has no opposite. It's life itself. I mean life everywhere. Without peace, without life, seemingly you see death and distortion of life. Depends on the degrees. Some distortion, very gross. We call impurity. Sometimes we even describe those distortions as evil. No peace, no life, no beauty in it. Be at peace with yourself. Not only a personality self, with your sexuality, with your body. Extend to your solar plexus. Be at peace with your emotion. Much better to have peace with your fear, anger, instead of pushing it away. I already told you all your pain, including emotional pain, is based on suppression and sometimes projection. We don't go too deep into it to see the difference. Your emotional pain sometimes comes from unconscious, very deep, distant memory. When they are not being conscious released, they're still there. That's the reason why so much healing had to be done. So much letting go, releasing work, so much forgiveness. And sometimes we find so tiring to do all that. And we pray for help. When it's connected, you feel peace. Peace with your fear. Not allow your mind to judge it good or bad. Peace with your aggressiveness, your irritation. Peace with your tyranny. You think you are not? Peace. Instead of trying to modify it. Peace presence. Your anger subside. Fear melting. Your arrogance of the ego self will feel the hurt underneath and the pain and sorrow underneath. Gradually become humble. The ego self become humble. Out of your pride, you notice now when you're at peace, out of your insecurity and fear. Who doing all this work? Your internal wisdom. It is not a conscious control. That means it's not come from your lower mind control. What you need to allow your lower mind to be willing, open. And let's say golden sun. Because it's there already. Not because you created with your imagination. The sun already is shining through. Mind and energy go hand in hand together. It strengthens your character, pacifies your personality, underneath your arrogance is a deep sense of inadequacy and insecurity. Those are the ego personality self. But who actually holding the golden sun on your behalf? So you can heal that part of yourself we call the ego self. In practicality, it's a process. Open up your palms, extend the golden sun. If you have the capacity, you illuminate your 30 fret of light. If you can see on a mountaintop, learn about non-attachment. Not detachment, but non-attachment. Your title, your mood, your emotion, your self sense of importance. Non-attached, and you find freedom and peace. And we talk about dying. You need not struggle when you finish your life, because there's no attachment to illusion. What left? Open palms. All there is, the glories of life itself. Layer upon layers unfold to your conscious existence. Even dying, you can feel you're breathing the fresh air, not your physical fresh air. It's the light. If you can connect with the light, hang on there. That's what you have to attach to. Fill your heart with your love. Don't get in touch or attached to your worldly things anymore. Because it's eternal, whether you're dying or living, it's still there. But while you are still living, continue to experience it, much easier to help you to die. Palms rising up to your heart. The light represents power, brightness, spaciousness. The love represents rising up of your soul. And you find that the statement, I am love. If you need to label yourself, you label yourself, I am love. You don't have to label yourself, I'm an accountant or a lawyer. Label yourself if you need to, because it's associated, aligned with your truth. I am love. Synonymous with life, it cannot die. There's no fear in it. From here, you're rising up to your throat center. We start to extend love presence now to your throat center. Raise your palm a little bit higher. Use your thumb to point at your throat center. And breathe. Your prayer is always there. Your prayer is nothing to do with words. It's a heart intention. Rising up to your third eye. Do not use your thumb holding your third eye, use your palms. Allow your love presence to shine forth. Just willing to will do. You don't have to force it. Do not use your mind to force it. Just whisper to it. Let my love shine forth. That will do. Do not use your willpower. Gently bring your conscious awareness to your third eye. And softly sitting up there. If you're successfully doing so, it's time to melt all your fourth form. I'm this, I'm that, a lot of 1001 ideas and concepts in your mind. They are falling away. If you need a mantra, very simple, just holding it. A lotus open up, light coming in. You can use Om sound, but do not busy your mind. Or simply say, I love. Rising up to the crown center. Your prayer always being answered if it comes from your soul. Your spark, the soul spark, exactly the same material essence, just like those great masters. They resonate. Your prayer is a request. They sigh upon the heart. Very simple. Your soul only pray, love me. Lift me up. Do not use your willpower. When you use your personal willpower, you become egocentric. Build a foundation, you need a lot of willpower, but now in the higher level now. You need faith, trust, and connection. The group energy will do it for you. Extend your arm. Now you're being held. The body is simply just a symbol. Soon or later, your body will be no more. You can see that it's all internal work. And then at one moment, palm extend upward to your stop. Here you are. Some of you start to notice so-called a higher light presence. Some may not. So be it. As I said, elite practice. And bring it down. Direct experience it, no doubt about it, give you trust and faith. But every effort counts. Go through your chakras once again and notice the difference the first time you do it when you open. And now, for me, it's much brighter, more refined. I cannot utilize the word to describe it as peace. It's greater than peace. Expansiveness, bright, pure. Every time it goes through my body, different chakras, everything being transformed. Open palms and receive this blessing. Take this opportunity in a group work. The gathering by itself is miraculous. Not a dedicated long-term practitioner in their meditation for a long time. A lot of them, they have done a lot of self-healing work. And that makes the circle of light very potent. The group presence and the teacher presence kind of reminds you about your eternal truth. And some of you are starting to notice the universe basically is one, multidimensional truth there all the time. Through evolution, multidimensional universe is still valid, but then different soul, different point of consciousness unfold differently. The true embraces it all. Or if you like to call that God, embraces it all. As you're holding it, rest your palms. There's no intellectual, none whatsoever. Literally, if you're advancing in this state, there's no mind. Those are some of the classic, Indian classic talk about no mind. Paradoxically, it's all there is. It's all mind, all knowing. Sometimes we describe as knowledge, God's knowledge in this all-knowing mind. The contrast, we all learn from contrast. The contrast, basically, between heaven and hell. When you're in fear, basically, you're in hell. When you're in pain, basically, you're in hell. In between, we are happiness. In between, we have a little bit of peace and comfort. In higher stage, you have more love, more joy, more peace. And higher state, you seemingly have more power, more brightness, more light. Still. And suddenly you realize, truth embraces everything. Some soul trapped in a fair node level of consciousness. Some soul open up more. And some soul achieve great height, and some soul achieve mastership. We all are in degree in different levels of unfoldment. But truth is permanent. Thus, the scripture describes its changeness, permanent, eternal, always. Raise your palms. When you talk about shining, the vehicles have to be ready. The body is so gross, the lights cannot shine forth in the world. The mind is full of illusion. The mind cannot be clear. Thus, can hold a light. The heart closed up, full of hatred and pain, emotional pain. It cannot extend love. So your prayer should, if that is your calling, clear me, purify me, remove my obstacles. Sometimes you might notice you're not strong enough, physically and mentally. You're very easily being distracted. So you ask, strengthen me. Sometimes you find yourself very easy. Falling away from your eternal path. So you ask, keep reminding me, guide me back to my eternal path. Those are your prayers. If you want to bless anyone, including yourself, you must have it first. Right intention, not trying to glorify your ego self. Very humble. Humility basically is to humble the ego self. Your soul has to go through awakening process and healing process. And gradually, bit by bit, to receive and transform. To start with as a candle light. One day, become a blazing star. A blazing star, its task is to shine forth. You turn your palms, allow your true self to shine forth. But give you some idea, your true self is not individual. The source must shine through your true self and extend outward and inward. There's no such thing as awakening. You are alone. That is a very profound statement. Memorize it. That means Christ or God have to shine through you. You, as an individual consciousness, you're witnessing it. When you can witnessing it, you know. Knowledge restore. You are here to shine forth. Not succumb to illusion and die. You'll come here to bless and to heal, not to condemn and attack. You then fulfill your soul purpose. The world is a heavy, dark place full of fear, anger, and hatred, sickness, and death. It needs tremendous amount of life to uplift the consciousness of all soul, all suffering souls. Not because you strive for to glorify yourself. It's to uplift the other soul. And slowly come back when you have done.